This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. As the politicians tell it, at least, many of our hopes in this economic recovery rest with the American entrepreneur. Shark Tank on ABC is the reality show that lets you root for them. Five self-made wealthy investors sit on plush chairs. Over an hour, they scrutinize a parade of pitches. The sharks decide whether to crush the dream or take a stake in it by making an investment with their own money. It's not a predictably sexy premise for reality TV, but Shark Tank's up for an Emmy, and the fourth season starts next month. From the start, the shark on the far right has been Canadian software mogul Robert Herjavec. He is known for living large. He crashed his Ferrari on a racetrack this spring, but he started small as a child of Croatian immigrants who arrived with almost nothing. As a longtime Shark Tank watcher, I like to think of him as the shark with a heart. Robert Herjavec, welcome to Marketplace.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So Shark Tank's fourth season is coming up, and as you have sat in your investor's chair these past few years, hearing people bring ideas to you, what kind of a view does that give you of the changes in the economy?
What we know is that the economy is not getting that much better. Credit is still very, very difficult to get. We see great companies come on the show with real sales that can't get funding. But the stake for an American dream and that vision hasn't gone away.
The challenges that you see in the economy with people getting other forms of credit, does that make you more sympathetic or more wary of what you do with your own money?
I think that it makes me empathetic. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think one of the fallacies that people have is, you know, you need a lot of money to make a lot of money. When I started out, my dad was a blue-collar guy and my mom was a receptionist. And everybody said to me, you can't make money without money. And that's absolutely not true. If you're a true entrepreneur, you're always going to find a way. Money is just another resource that you need in order to run a business. It's not the end goal.
Well, you tell people that if you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, you have to give yourself 100% to your business. And yet, some of the most painful moments on Shark Tank are when people have gone into enormous personal debt to fund an idea, and it's clear that without your support, they could be in serious trouble. How do you reconcile those two notions?
So the first thing is, that's business. Business is fluid. There is no static. So I think one of the great characteristics you need as an entrepreneur is adaptability. You've got to be 100% committed. You've got to be willing to put everything on the line. But at the same time, if it's a bad idea and it's not going anywhere and you've put everything on the line, it's a sure path to failure. I mean, when I started my first business, I got a second mortgage on the house. And if it didn't work, man, we were going to be in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it seemed like a reasonable risk. Today, I look back and I say, my gosh, I was an idiot.
The new season of Shark Tank starts in mid-September on ABC. Robert Herjavec, great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jeff.